From cooperatives to neoliberal economics, as a cooperative grows bigger and its operations more complex, there is relentless pressure to find capital for development, to professionalize the management, and to find ways to skirt around cooperative members' democracy and participation. In the 2000s, the UK cooperative bank imitated its private rivals and recklessly expanded. In 2014, overburdened with buyouts, the Co-op Bank was forced to demutualize, seeking private capital to keep afloat. The Co-op Group, the parent body of the bank and many other retail and services, was badly exposed and suffered huge financial losses. For a time, the very future of the Co-op Group seemed in doubt. Since 2017, the Co-op Bank has been 100% owned by a group of hedge funds and private equity firms. Last August, the bank announced that it will cut 350 jobs and close 18 branches, blaming low interest rates and the COVID-19 crisis. In a worrying sign, the Co-op Group announced that from 2021 it will cease funding of the Co-op Newsprint Journal, founded in 1871, and stop providing other unrestricted funding to Co-op Press. Yet, at the same time, the group can find up to £100 million on a 15-year sponsorship deal with the Oakview Group for the naming rights to the developer's planned 23,500-capacity arena in Manchester. The Mondragon Cooperative Corporation, the world's largest federation of worker cooperatives, which originated in the Basque Country in 1956, is another case in point. Recently, Mondragon was included in Fortune magazine's list of enterprises that are changing the world. Fortune praised Mondragon for being a financially sound business, while putting people before profit. However, a few years ago, Mondragon ran into serious problems. As the cooperative grew from the 1960s onwards, it gradually changed many of its initial goals in an effort to compete and develop economies of scale in a competitive capitalist world. In order to get managers with specific skills, Mondragon hired from outside firms and had to pay competitively. The one worker slash one share slash one vote rule, common to many co-ops, also changed at Mondragon, leading to economic inequities in the co-op. Mondragon co-ops started to hire outside non-member workers with neither secure employment, co-op benefits, or decision-making power. The Co-op Corporation also invested in financial sector products, such as hedge funds. These changes came home to roost in 2008, during the global financial crisis. Fagger, the Mondragon flagship enterprise, employing 5,642 workers at 13 manufacturing plants in 5 countries, was forced into bankruptcy after overextending itself. Thousands of members were laid off, and non-co-op members were sacked, without any benefits. Mondragon argued that it did attempt to save as many members' jobs in co-ops as possible, relocated Fagger jobs to other co-ops, and has not jettisoned all of its co-op principles. But the partial collapse brought home the degree to which capitalist relations were able to penetrate Mondragon, and its increasing reliance on the financialized neoliberal model of capitalism,